If you're one of the many people watching the final round of the Olympic women's figure skating today, you'll notice the performances don't end when the music stops. The TV cameras follow the skaters as they leave the ice and head for a special place to wait for their scores. It's called the Kiss and Cry area, where judges' marks trigger anything from celebration to profound disappointment. Over the years, the Kiss and Cry area has become a part of skating culture, but as NPR's Tom Goldman reports, kissing and crying are only part of what goes on there.
Figure skaters have given us two signature kiss and cry moments in just the past 4 years. From Tara Lipinski's gold medal winning shriek at the 1998 Olympics, to the unpopular decision 10 days ago that left Jamie Soleil and David Pelletier stunned and weeping as they watched the judges' marks. The Kiss and Cry area was made for moments like these, even though it never really was created by anyone. Rather, it evolved as television gradually embraced figure skating over the past 30 years. TV needed a place to interview skaters after their performances and to milk one last dramatic moment by watching skaters react to their marks. Liz Manley won the Olympic silver medal in 1988.
They're either kissing each other or they're either crying. So, I mean, that's how the whole concept of this came up.
As the sport became more glamorous and TV-friendly, so did the Kiss and Cry area. Former Olympic skater Christopher Bowman says it's come a long way since it began as a glorified corral where skaters would stand in a general area and watch judges hold up scorecards.
Now it's almost kind of like British Airways first class. I mean, they bring you water and juice, and your flowers are all organized, and your fan mail is alphabetized, and, you know, they have you sitting down at this very artistic looking kind of a set.
A set with a live TV camera sounds like the perfect place for creative self-expression. Certainly it was for Bowman. He would argue with coaches as they sat waiting for the marks, and his bad boy exuberance led to a legendary kiss and cry moment 10 years ago. At the U.S. Nationals in Orlando, Bowman had just performed beautifully and qualified for the Winter Olympics. TV interviewer Julie Moran waited for Bowman in the kiss and cry area, and the suddenly amorous skater greeted her with, shall we say, more than a handshake.
And my coach, John Nix, who was watching the scores, looks over, and it was great television because he looks over and he sees me on top of her, and Julie Moran, who's like just so gorgeous and perfect, her hair, she gets up and her hair is like sideways, and there's John Nix trying to like kind of slap and push me off of her and pull me away from her, and it was a great moment. It was very funny.
Bowman says Julie Moran responded with good humor. However, she no longer does kiss and cry interviews. In fact, the protocol has changed over the years. Breathy TV people no longer are waiting for breathless skaters right after the performance. You'll notice in Salt Lake City, it's just coaches and athletes waiting for the marks. You'll also notice most skaters are not like Chris Bowman. They sit and wave and say hi to friends and family and generally behave, even when horrible scores flash on the screen above. Liz Manley.
You learn as a skater to be able to smile and talk through your teeth. We're great ventriloquists because a lot is being said without the average television person being able to know.
But Manley says it's not the average viewers that skaters are worried about.
What the people are seeing at home on the couch and on the television, the judges can also see up on the big screen, especially here in Salt Lake, so they can see your expressions too. And they're judging you right until that moment that dressing room, the locker room door is closed. So you've got to keep composure. You have to, you know, accept everything that's given to you, and you just, you know, you're still being judged.
If that's the case, then what was Michelle Kwan thinking Tuesday night after her short program? As the marks were flashed for her technical performance, she scowled and gave a thumbs down. Maybe Kwan's exempt from the behavior code. After all, she's a nice young woman and a gold medalist in waiting. Then again, maybe she better not make even the smallest mistake tonight. Those judges may be waiting to pounce, peeved that they got dissed in the kiss and cry. Tom Goldman, NPR News, Salt Lake City.